This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I had no idea that. I thought tonight was supposed to be the supermoon. I guess the supermoon started yesterday. Everybody has all these pictures of the big moon. I thought we had an extra day. I thought the whole supermoon thing was going to be happening when that Mars TV show was supposed to start. Apparently there's this big show on National Geographic called Mars. And I was like, but we just saw the Martian movie. Nah, it's a miniseries talking about, I guess, what Mars on life is going to be like, because we have a whole bunch of people that want to live on Mars and colonize Mars and make babies on Mars. I don't think there's anything sexy about Mars. I really don't know how I would get in the mood. I really get into the mood if we want to talk about what really sexually turns me on. For some reason, I always seem to get into the mood when I'm on a cruise. There's something about the water or being on a boat, or maybe it's just the buffet, or maybe it's the hand sanitizer. I don't know what it is, but there's something that is just so sexy about being on a cruise. I am always in the mood. The problem with being on a cruise is when you take the kids. I don't know if you guys have ever taken a stateroom out on a cruise line. There's no room. We were lucky once to get a room with a balcony. Still no room. So it's not like the kids could be in one part of the... They basically have to be off the ship if you want any sort of privacy. And the kids got on my nerves that I wanted to kick them off the ship. So and then by the time you get back, you're not in the mood for sex anymore. So, but I guess Mars. Mars is supposed to be a real big deal. Everybody's all excited, and it's the biggest romantic thing out there now. I don't think so. There's nothing about Mars that excites me. I do not want to go out of space. I am very scared of being out of space. I told you guys why. It was that Superman 2 movie. That Superman 2 movie was the one that ruined it for me and scared me and traumatized me to the point where I never want to be in outer space. Because remember, the bad guy General Zod ripped off the NASA USA emblem, and then all the air got into his spacesuit. And then he basically died. And I was like, that's so scary, because somebody could rip off my name tag and go, look, Dahlia, I can't read your name tag. And like, we know my name. Get over here. I'm like, I can't get over here. Wait a second. I'm falling. Then grabs me and rips through my suit and I die. Oh, hell to the no. I am not going out in outer space ever. I have no desire to see Earth and my kids and kitty cats thousands upon thousands of miles away from me. That is not happening. Not happening at all. Well, anyway, so we got the supermoon. Excuse me. Sorry. I got a hiccup and a cough. All right. So I guess it is supposed to happen tonight. Excuse me. And now I got the hiccups. Oh, no. Now I got the hiccups. See, that's the problem when you say when hell freezes over, because then you get the hiccups. Oh, boy, now I got the hiccups. All right. Let's try to see if I can get through this show, this segment, without... I know how to stop hiccups. We've talked about that. But let's try to get through this segment. So they say tonight is special because it's a full moon phase while the moon is at its closest position to the Earth. Now, this hasn't happened since the year 1948. And they say it won't happen again until the year 2034. 1940, I'd like to see what pictures are out there from the 1940s. I'd like to see if they took pictures from the 1940s of the supermoon. That would be, I'd like to see that. You know, like see Frank Sinatra singing or something. Okay, anyway, so the supermoon tonight is supposed to be 15% bigger and 30% brighter than the average moon. Now, that may get everybody all randy, okay, because that's I think the moonlight is very sexy. They say the best time to watch it is when the moon rises tonight. Check your local moonrise time here. Okay, I'll have to do that in a second here. Okay, so hold on a second. I'll look that up for you guys in a second. Now, they say the supermoon is going to be around all night. So even though the moon rise is the best part because I guess it's kind of orangish, okay, you can see the supermoon all night long. Now, if the clouds don't clear up, they say the large moon will be around for many days to come, even though it may not be in the full moon phase. So we're going to be able to see it over the next few days, okay? They say here, let me see, they say the moon was once part of the Earth in the early days of our solar system some 4.5 billion years ago. A Mars-sized body hit the Earth and broke a huge chunk off the planet. This chunk, according to the leading theory, became the moon. Huh. I don't know if I believe that, because that moon is very circular. That's just too circular. I say God made the moon. All right, that's just me. They say it's the perfect size. Yeah, that blows my mind, too. According to QZ.com, by a remarkable set of coincidences, the collision that gave our planet its satellite also created the perfect-sized moon and put it in the perfect orbit around the Earth. Now, maybe that's why it's so round, because there's all these forces around the moon that keeps, so that maybe even if it was a little oblong or trapezoid, the surfaces made the circular shape over all these years. I don't know. They say the moon is perfect because the moon had been slightly smaller or slightly further away, we would not see the solar eclipses when the moon perfectly blocks out the sun's disk. I really don't care about that either. They say the moon is not Earth's only natural satellite. Back in 1997, scientists found that an asteroid 5 kilometers or 3 miles wide had been captured by Earth's gravity. And apparently this 770-year-long horseshoe-shaped orbit is going to remain in orbit for at least 5,000 years. So we have an asteroid that's floating around the place. I don't get that. They say the moon is a punching bag. They say the many craters you see on the moon are the result of space rocks smashing into it. Unlike the Earth, the moon doesn't have much geological activity, which is why moon craters haven't eroded over much time. And they say our moon is bigger than Pluto. Remember, my very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas. Pizzas is for Pluto. What is it? Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto. I think I'm mixing something. By the way, Pluto is smaller than the moon. Okay, so did I teach you guys enough astronomy? I hope I did. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we got a lot to talk about. First, we have that the task force, as opposed to in the last 8 years, you know, has been telling us, do this, you know, do less of this, do less of this, do less of this. All of a sudden, we see a change. And they say most of us should be doing something. Apparently, most of us over 40 should be on a statin, a cholesterol medication. That's according to the task force. So we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about how marijuana has been found to cause a deadly condition of the heart. It's temporary, but could actually put you at cardiac arrest. And we'll talk about that, especially since we haven't heard of people dying from marijuana, what's going on. We'll also talk about how our Vietnam veterans are at risk for a very deadly cancer. And this is really no fair to them because all they did was, try to support our country and fight for our country. And now, unfortunately, many of them could be at risk of this very, very deadly cancer. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. And by the way, if you ever miss my show, which you really shouldn't be doing, guys. I mean, my show should be very easy to catch because we play 24/7 on GCNLive.com and iHeartRadio and in multiple affiliates throughout the country. But you know what? If it happens, I'm not going to rip you guys a new one. If it happens, I recommend that you go to my website at drdahlia.com. You'll see my blog that has health headlines. You'll see, you can go on my Twitter. You can go on my Facebook. So there's a lot of ways to find me and be able to get the news that you need to get. Okay, there's no excuse, especially since I'm going to be coming up with a pop quiz. I love giving you guys a pop quiz. See, if I don't give you the pop quiz, you don't pay attention. Gotta give you the pop quiz. Okay, but I'm not saying I have a pop quiz today. If you guys haven't been paying attention, there's no sense. You guys are just going to fail the pop quiz. So I don't think I'm going to do a pop quiz today. But you never know because it's a pop quiz. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force has released its final guidelines regarding use of statins in the general population, and they published these in the Journal of the American Medical Association. And what do they recommend? If you are between 40 and 75 years old, and you have at least one cardiac risk factor, and we'll review those. For those of you who listen to my show, you already know those by heart, but we're going to review them anyway because I'm sure there's a bunch of people here that don't listen to the show, which, again, really ticks me off. Can I just say that? All right? But they say anyone between the age of 40 to 75 who have at least one risk factor for heart disease, which could put them at a 10% or greater risk of having a heart attack or stroke in the next 10 years, they've got to be on a statin. Now, what are statins? Well, the statins inhibit HMG-CoA reductase. It's an enzyme, which is why statins are called HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors, but they call them statins. And what they basically do is they inhibit this enzyme that helps produce cholesterol. Now, the statin medications, many of you guys already have heard of, Lipitor, Crestor, Zocor, Pravacol, what else is really big? There used to be Mevacor, there used to be, let me see what else besides the Lipitor and the Zocor, we already talked about that. Anyway, but their generic names have statin in their name, like atorvastatin, simvastatin, lovastatin. So those are statins. They're probably one of the most popular drugs and one of my favorite drugs ever to help treat high cholesterol. And we usually give it to you if you've had a heart attack or if we think you're at risk of having a heart attack or if you have high cholesterol. And we know it significantly reduces cholesterol, especially the bad kind, and it can help prevent heart attack. So if we look at risk factors for heart disease, what are these? Well, I always say men over 40 and women over 50. They've expanded to women over 55 because it's really postmenopausal women. But if you're a woman over 50, just call yourself at risk. You might as well. Okay? If you smoke, if you have diabetes, if you have pre-diabetes, if you have high cholesterol, if you have high blood pressure, if you have a family history of heart disease, if you've ever had a heart attack, or if you personally have heart disease, if you have a stent, okay, there's no way you're not going to have a cholesterol medication. If your diet stinks and you have an unhealthy diet, if you had a history of preeclampsia during pregnancy, and we've talked about preeclampsia, where you have high blood pressure and you have some issues that could unfortunately put the baby at risk, they found that you could be more at risk for heart disease. And if you don't exercise, if you have obesity, stress, poor hygiene, and I also added short stature because they've done studies where men who are short are more at risk for heart disease, just like men who are very tall are more at risk for cancer. So when you look at that, you're like, wait a second, Dahlia. Okay, so those of us that have a poor diet, those of us that have stress, that could be 100% of us. You're right. And if you're over 40, you may need to be on statin. Okay? So what are the risks of statins? Statin medications are not harmless. Okay? They can affect the liver. And how do they affect the liver? Well, because cholesterol is produced in the liver. It's also produced in the muscle. So these HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors could inflame the liver, cause even liver failure, although I've never personally seen a case of that because I always start a very low dose. I've also never seen a case of rhabdomyolysis with it. There are cases out there, but never in my practice because I'm good. No, because again, I start very, very low dose, which is why I was so frustrated when a couple weeks ago they had discussed upping the dose of these statins to a higher dose initially. Now, I say go slow and go methodical, like how we need to with Obamacare, which we're also going to talk about in today's show. You can get muscle cramps. You can get abdominal pain, bloating. It can even affect your memory. It's been found to cause cataracts or accelerate cataracts, which is very interesting. It could interfere with the metabolism of other medications. So if you're taking a cholesterol medication while you're taking something else, it can unfortunately cause that level to be higher than it should. And there's a rumor that it can cause diabetes. And this is something that I don't know where we stand on this. They say that people on statins can eventually be at risk for diabetes. The problem with that and blaming the statins is the majority of people with high cholesterol end up having some sort of glucose intolerance later anyway. Or many diabetics 10 years before they become diabetic have high cholesterol. I rarely see a diabetic with normal cholesterol. So where I'm getting at with this, which I've said on my show before, is if you're going to get diabetes anyway, and you're on the cholesterol medicine, how do you prove, okay, well, he was on the cholesterol medicine or he wasn't on the cholesterol medicine, he would have gotten diabetes anyway. How do you prove that? Unless you use twins, but the twins will have had to eat everything the same their whole lives. That's a very difficult study to prove. So, you know, at this point, I just assume anybody with high cholesterol is on their way to getting diabetes. So whether you take the statin or not, there's a good chance you're going to become diabetic. What we don't want is if you aren't inclined to get diabetes or you're doing such a damn good job, you know, managing your cholesterol that now you get diabetes because a pill starts to interfere with your pancreas. That's going to be a problem. And if that's the case, I'm not going to like statins very much. So this guideline for the USPSTF to say everybody over 40 should be on a statin if they have a 10% risk of having a heart attack in the next 10 years or if they have cardiac risk factor makes me think that this is going to be one of the very few task force recommendations that a lot of doctors may actually get behind. All right, because many of us have just been blown away by the statin success. The problem is now here you are, we still have Obamacare. And so many of you that are on the exchange, I just got another reminder from my exchange saying, look, you need to sign up. I'm not going to sign up. The premiums are $1,300 a month. I'm not signing up for Jack Diddley Squat. If you go on a statin medication, you're not going to just get that medication and be told, see you in a year. If you get a statin medication, me personally, okay, I know the guidelines usually say, check within 3 months. I check you within 30 days. I do not mess around. I put you on a cholesterol medication. I want to see you in 30 days. And I want to make sure that that liver is not inflaming. Let's go back for a step. About a couple weeks ago, they said too many doctors are kitten gloving you, and they should just put you on the heavy statin medication and get things going. That's not good because one of my family members went into rhabdomyolysis, ran severe muscle injury, and almost went into kidney failure. So I like to start at a low dose, like 10 milligrams, see you in a month, see how your levels are doing. If your levels are doing really good, then that 10 milligrams is doing the trick. If your liver enzymes are good, then we know you're good. If the liver enzymes go up, I may stop the medication, but that's rare. I've rarely had to do that. If your liver enzymes are good, but the cholesterol isn't budging as quickly as I need to, then I up it at that 30-day mark. Check you in another 30 days. That's what I like to do. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We are back on the Doc Adali Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-ADALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Adali and on Facebook, The Dr. Adali Show. We have a lot of medical news to get to, but what's been topping the headlines is Trump's 60-minute interview and his recent picks for his chief of staff. White House chief of staff would be Bryce Priebus. And Stephen K. Bannon is going to serve as a chief strategist. And so there's obviously been a lot of backlash. And there's been a lot of course, criticism of his picks. But in the medical headlines. There's been a lot of concern over Donald Trump's backing away from repealing Obamacare. All right. There were a lot of things that Donald Trump said during his campaign, such as insinuating that he was going to lock up Hillary Clinton, he was going to repeal Obamacare, build a wall, and so he's taking a little bit of a softer approach now, which is causing a lot of people to be very, very frustrated. On 60 Minutes, they had asked him about, I guess, the pre-existing conditions and the, allowing, you know, kids to, stay on their parents' plan until they're 26. And he had said there are a couple things, a part of the Affordable Health Care Act that he does like. So that, of course, caused a whole bunch of backlash. And listen, people, listen, okay? Trump right now has to try and lay low. Okay, I don't think he could sit here and start getting all revolutionary while we're waiting for him to take over January 20th. Okay? He needs to now, all right, try to draw as little criticism as possible so he could start making the changes and making the moves that he wants to move without there being people starting to, you know, protest and riot. And, we're having police officers get hurt. Police officers are getting shot. People are getting hurt. There was a gentleman who actually voted for Hillary that I guess got beat up at one of these riots, and they beat him up because they thought that he was a Trump supporter. So Donald Trump has to, you know, lay low and be quiet about certain things right now because of the violence. But we also don't want to give the impression that the more violent these protests get, the more Donald Trump is going to back off from some of the things that he's wanted to do. Okay, now, how should he go about Obamacare? And, you know, I've already talked to you guys about how I would suggest he do it in the first year. Just to recap, I was on KABC this morning with Doug McIntyre and T-Ray talking about how, first, get rid of that penalty that's coming into play in April. All right, so for those of you that didn't buy health insurance during 2016, when Obama said you're going to be penalized and you're going to have to pay a fine, which is now going to be up to $2,085 for the family, he said, no, guys, forget it. That's done. Okay, no more penalties. Also, no more penalties on employers. Rather than penalizing an employer, incentivize him to buy health insurance, incentivize him to hire a full-time employee with tax breaks. So let's say you get a $1,500 tax break for every full-time employee you buy health insurance for. That could really add up to some real nice tax breaks for employers. Already start breaking down the boundaries between states and allowing there to be commerce, interstate commerce between insurance plans, help bring down prices. Offer an inexpensive Medicaid or an inexpensive Medicare for people to buy if they want. Medicaid could remain as it is with the amount of expansion, but for those who want to be on Medicaid, why don't they pay a little bit of money, all right, if they don't fall under the poverty line, all right? But pay some money to be on Medicaid. Go ahead. It doesn't have to be free. So there's a lot of things that he could do. We need to establish more of the health savings accounts. We want to get the power back to the people as opposed to the insurance companies. And so those are things he could initially do. However, the more Donald Trump retains the Affordable Care Act bill, the longer the Obamacare healthcare system remains in play. I would suggest a do-over. I wouldn't suggest fixing it up. I would suggest an all-out do-over. We can't even read and understand the bill. And I did. I did read the bill. I sat there and went through the 2,200 pages or whatever. And there is no way anybody could say that they read the bill and they understood it, because when you read the bill, it keeps alluding to and referring to other articles and other bills that are probably at the Library of Congress. So you cannot, so as it's talking about Article 7, Section 9, whatever in this other bill, if you don't have it in front of you, then you don't understand any of that paragraph. So you can't technically say you read Obamacare unless you grabbed every single other bill. which my guess is the majority of people in Congress didn't read the bill. So we need to make a very, very simple bill that's understandable. Now, here's the problem. You can't just, quote, unquote, keep the good. Okay, not allowing pre-existing conditions to preclude you from getting health insurance is something I think we're all for. The problem is this is one of the reasons why health insurance is so expensive. You don't have enough healthy people saying, well, then fine, I'll just buy health insurance for poops and giggles. That's why the Obamacare plan came up with the penalty. This is why I say let's change that to incentives. If you buy health insurance, you're going to get tax credits. None of this subsidy stuff or we'll help buy down that $1,300 premium for every person. I think that's a waste of money. That's ridiculous. But we will incentivize you if you buy the health insurance. And the cheaper the plans that are out there, the more options patients will have. If there's a small insurance company that says, look, we will take off $5,000 of your hospital bill. All right, and you pay us these premiums per year, he could sit there and now compete with Aetna, Blue Cross, etc. So what should Trump be doing right now before he gets elected? He has to be very careful not to go back on everything he promised. But what he did do, which was very smart, is said, look, right now I need to focus on jobs. Okay, you know, I can't focus on Hillary going to jail right now. Okay, that has to be up to the Department of Justice, or that has to be up to the FBI. Now, true, he will be in charge of the Department of Justice, he will be in charge of the FBI. One concern people have is, what's the difference? She lost the election, why should she go to jail? Others say, look, she could come back, and she could come back with a vengeance. It's a shame because we really have so much to do and so much to fix. How I look at it is whoever broke the law should be, I guess, there's laws, I believe, out there where if somebody did the same crime and they got this amount of sentence, then that's standard. You can't put one person in jail and one person not for the same law broken. Okay? But I understand that's not the way the system works. So I, for those of you that really want Hillary in jail, I don't think Trump can completely disregard that. I think he could punt it to special prosecutors or punt it to the DOJ. From what I understand, the Clinton Foundation is being scrutinized right now. But Trump should not be dealing with that. Trump has got to be dealing with what's he going to do with Obamacare. I mean, we have people right now on the health exchange not knowing what to purchase and are wondering what the hell they are supposed to do for 2017 because they don't want to start paying a $1,300 a month premium if this is going to change. Keep in mind also it can't change quickly. If he tries to cannonball this, the healthcare system is too fragile for him to cannonball this. So get your health insurance under the current Obama exchange, and hopefully some very significant moves like stopping the penalties will happen in his first 100 days of office. He's got to lay low right now. Get his team together. I thought Reince Priebus was a good decision. Okay, I think Reince is kind of level-headed. I think we need to be political about things. We can't just sit there and machete our way through Obama's crappy policies. So I think that, you know, I don't know much about Stephen Bannon, unfortunately, so I can't comment on that yet. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
What you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yes, the Cowboys aren't doing good. I know many of you guys are Steeler fans, and I thought the Steelers played very, very well. But the Cowboys did inch them out at the end. I tell you, that Ezekiel Elliott, that Dak Prescott, Witten, Beasley, Dez Bryant, I mean, they got an amazing team. They have got an amazing team. So I would not be surprised if the Cowboys make it to the Super Bowl. I was actually expecting the Patriots to also win last night. My picks weren't too far off, but there definitely were some surprises. I wanted to pick the Titans. I knew the Titans were going to come out ahead. So congratulations for you Titan fans out there. But the Patriots lost, which was kind of surprising, to the Seahawks. Seahawks played very, very well. So if it is going to be a Patriots-Cowboys matchup for the Super Bowl, as much as I love Tom Brady, we may need the Patriots to lose a few more games. So I know for sure that our Cowboys are going to have a very easy path to win. Oh my gosh, it's going to be so exciting. The Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl. I got to wait. I got to relax because some of you, we just don't know what's going to happen. But I got to tell you though, that Ezekiel Elliott, I don't know if you ever see his, you know, where he, you know, practically headbutts. He was a hurdler, by the way. He was a track star, which is why he's so fast and so athletic. But I just worry. I hope he doesn't get any concussions because we need these boys healthy, all of them. All right. Hopefully don't smoke marijuana because marijuana can be found to weaken the heart. So this is a very interesting study out of St. Luke's University Hospital Network has found marijuana to cause stress cardiomyopathy. This is a temporary condition that causes a quote-unquote ballooning of a region of the ventricle known as transient ventricular regional ballooning. You guys know about transient ventricular regional ballooning? I believe this has been under another term that we talked about years ago, broken heart syndrome. This is where when somebody undergoes stress or a broken heart, they seem to have an area of the ventricle muscle that undergoes some sort of a cardiomyopathy, some inflammation or stretching of the muscle, and it can unfortunately cause cardiac arrest. This is very, very skinny, very scary. Now, dilated cardiomyopathy we've seen with cocaine and stimulants, so this is nothing new. We know that drugs can mess with the heart, but marijuana is more sedating. So to see this, that's pretty scary. Now, this condition of TVRB, or transient ventricular regional ballooning, can mimic a bunch of other heart conditions. It can present with chest pain, shortness of breath, dizziness. So many individuals admitted for these symptoms are evaluated for a heart attack, angina, pneumonia, and a variety of other diagnoses. In this study, the researchers looked at data from 33,000 hospital admissions who went in with this TVRB. They saw a link between 210 of these admissions of marijuana use. Now, that's very small. That's a very small percentage. But if you look at hospital admissions for chest pain and shortness of breath, and they found that 210 of these occurred after marijuana, that actually does become significant. They are unsure how the marijuana exactly affects the heart. They are unsure about that mechanism, but they theorize maybe what it is it's a jump in cortisol or stress hormones. Now, none of the marijuana users died, okay, in this particular study, but the fact that these people could go into cardiac arrest means it is possible. So what do we do? Well, right now, marijuana has become legal in 5 new states. And everybody is under the impression that marijuana is benign. Marijuana is safe. And remember, I've told you, I am a fan of us finally legalizing marijuana so we could study it. I am not a fan of it becoming legalized before we have all our poop together. Okay, until we have all the infrastructure in place, how we're going to handle people under the influence who are driving, how we're going to make sure our kids aren't smoking it. I mean, if you can now grow marijuana at the house, it's going to be very easy for them to grab a leaf. And some of you have asked, how does that work now? How do you grow marijuana at your house? What What do you need? I'm not a botanist, so I don't know if you're going to be able to walk into a Home Depot garden center and get the marijuana. I just don't know how this is going to work. I'm a little confused myself. But if you and I are going to have much easier access to it, I wouldn't be surprised if our kiddos will as well. So we have to really, really, really be careful. We got to be so careful with this. I'm a little nervous. But the good news is we're going to be able to study it more. So remember, these are 33,000 hospital admissions. They saw a link between 210 of these admissions and marijuana use. Did they drug screen everybody? Maybe not. Were these people that admitted to smoking marijuana? Maybe more did. Okay, we don't know. Personally, I think there are a lot of health benefits to marijuana that we don't know about, and I am very fascinated at what they were able to find out when it comes to diabetes prevention, if it really does help your insulin sensitivity. That could be very, very cool. And if that's the case, if we find that marijuana could hopefully decrease risk of diabetes, then we could actually be having a much different conversation tomorrow. We'll say, look, marijuana could prevent heart attack. But we need to find this out. Okay, you have a lot of older individuals out there having heart attacks. You have a lot of people that just drop dead, or they, quote unquote, fall asleep at the wheel. Is anybody talking about if marijuana was on board? We don't always publicize what happens or what is in the system. Now, the family members may know, but the family members may not turn around and publicize it. So what I'm trying to say is, for those of you, because some people on Facebook, because I have a blog and I wrote these an article on this for people to read and learn, it's too small a number. 210 is too small. How do we know that it isn't playing a factor? Now, it's very, very easy for them to test this. Take some cardiac muscle, introduce some marijuana to it, and see what happens to the muscle. And if they see on a microscopic level changes to the heart muscle, to me, that's proof that there could be some cardiac issues. So marijuana doesn't seem to cause overdoses, and we don't see people drop dead from marijuana. Before you can claim that statement to be true, you need to, preface it by saying there haven't been enough studies. We have no idea if many of these people that had a heart attack did so while marijuana was on board. We don't drug test every heart attack patient. We don't. So all these people that have died from heart attacks, we have no idea. And I'm not saying we need to spend all this time and money trying to, crucify marijuana. I don't want that. But what we do need to know, and we need to know quickly, is if there are heart risks, we need to stop spreading the message that marijuana is completely benign and safe and start spreading the message that, look, guys, be careful. Or if you are, cardiac sensitive, to be very careful smoking weed. Okay, has anybody told any people with high blood pressure, diabetes, and high cholesterol to be careful smoking weed because it can affect the heart? No, nobody's done that yet. And what if they need to? So you see, people, we can't be dinking around with this. I understand it's politically correct. It's the in vogue thing to be pro-marijuana. I get that. I get that. I want to be in vogue, too. We saw what happened with Sanjay Gupta, where Sanjay Gupta was anti-marijuana, and then he immediately changed his tune. I get why that has to happen. I get that. But if we have people that are cardiac at risk cardiac. Now, another issue that could be is maybe they're so sedated that their oxygen starts to lower, and that less oxygen causes, just like sleep apnea would, an insult to the heart. All right? Just more has to be studied on that. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Rip, rip, rip. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.